806 at WKEI, regionaldailynews.com, 100.1 FM and 1450 AM, live from our Yem Auto Group studios. And joining us now live in the studio is Rayanne Tucker with the Henry and Stark County Health Department. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
20-some cases over one weekend. Bad news in Henry County.
Well, it depends on who you are, because some people think it's all over, but that's something else to be talked about.
Yeah.
Years following this pandemic. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I don't like being the playground cop. No one at the health department does, but we are still actually in Henry County and in Stark County, and really, quite honestly, almost the entire region. And now if you look at the state map, over close to half of the state is actually in the warning level. State numbers have went down.
Yeah.
Yay, state. Not around here. Okay. We are still on the warning list. So why are we on the warning list? We were put on the warning list, or we remained on the warning list as of Friday, came back from our clinic, feeling like we're taking steps ahead, vaccinating everybody, and then checking my emails and seeing, well, maybe, you know, we've got to quantify our little victory for the day. So as far as the reason that Stark County stayed on the warning list, looking at the metrics that we ticked, the new cases are above the 50 mark per 100,000. It's not 50, it's 295 in Stark County. So you don't want to be above 50 per 100,000. And in Stark, we were 295 per 100,000. And they ticked the box as far as ICU bed availability in this county. Okay. As far as Henry County, metrics, same metrics were ticked, but at different numbers. We were above the 50 mark per 100,000 people because we were sitting at 149, so almost triple that mark. And again, the ICU bed availability for Henry County was not at the state metric. So what do we got to do? I know that some people don't think we do. You want to deny it. At this point, I'm just at my wit's end, and everybody is, and I get it. We're all suffering from COVID fatigue, but it's not going away. Variants are on the horizon.
That is something we talked about yesterday, mm-hmm. with Dr. Haley Ralph from OSF. Talked about the UK variant that is far more transmissible than the average COVID-19 vaccine, mm-hmm. and has led to more people between the ages of 40 and 60 being hospitalized.
Yeah, another to take that and play off that information is the fact that we just saw where we're sitting at as far as vaccination in our county. And some good news, we are 30% of our county is fully vaccinated, mind you. That's not even the people that are partially vaccinated. So that is great. When we look at the breakdown in the age groups, we are doing fabulous with the over 65, over the 70 mark in both counties. So we have protected, and our senior citizens and those over the age of 65, you have done an awesome job. And the providers and our staff and the OEM have done a great job getting that at-risk population over the 70% mark. Having said that, where are we falling short at? We're falling short in that 16 to 65. So working ages, which we get it. A lot of people are working. It's harder to get to week clinics, but you can get them at your providers. You can get them at pharmacies. We are going to be looking at adding more weekend, maybe night, evening, to really try to capture that group of the working ages. But I really implore anyone who has not been vaccinated yet, especially if you're a parent. And we talked about this last week. We cannot protect those under 16 yet. They do not have a vaccine available to them. We are frustrated at the amount of COVID infections that we are currently seeing in our schools and in our families. Your teachers have become vaccinated to protect your children. You must protect your children. We all have to do our part. The only way we can continue to move forward and get rid of these mitigations that obviously a lot of people don't like. In fact, they're not even doing them, and they're putting us all at risk. So I don't enjoy mitigation either. We do not revel in being the person that's constantly saying, please follow the mitigation guidelines. But we do get more freedoms if we can raise our vaccination mark. So please, I implore people, spread the word, especially if you have become vaccinated yourself. And we have over 30% in our county who are fully vaccinated. You people that have done it, have done the work. Look to those who have not, and please encourage them and implore them to do so and say, hey, I don't know what you've heard. I don't know what you is causing this vaccine hesitancy. And we see it not just in our area, but across the state, across the nation. But we've got to get over this hurdle. The vaccine now is available. We need people to roll up and vax up and get that shot. And that is truly the only way we can stop these surges again. And unfortunately, though you might not believe it if you check out local postings, but we are in the warning in Henry and Stark counties. We are seeing active infections. And again, people, I know it's hard for you to wrap around your mind if you're not personally affected, but we do not know what this is going to cost ourselves and our children for generations to come. I don't like saying that. I don't like being a negative Nelly or a Wendy Weiner. I am frustrated this morning that after a year of talking about this and educating people, there are some things I seriously just can't fix.
Yeah. I think the work that the health department and all of our all the people delivering the vaccine are doing an amazing job. The problem is with people not getting vaccinated. 30% to me is just an embarrassment from people who are resisting this. Go and get it done. 30%. We need 70%.
Exactly.
We need 70. That's where
right.
We got to get to.
We're
currently at 30, and the vaccine is readily available.
It's readily available, and we have made it literally so easy for you. You have been through the system. You know, for right now, you can only imagine how frustrating it is for us because we're all out there. And especially once you've been through our system, you might have a couple of things like, oh, I don't want to have to register online. That is not hard at all. You know, it literally only takes you 2 seconds. Plus, we have the phone-in registration. So give us a call at the health department and the phone-in registration can be done as well. So we have no hurdles that way. You make your appointment. Is it at Blackhawk? If you're at the north or the other end of the county, it's still worth the ride. How many times do we get in the car to go shopping, travel over 40 miles? We go to see a movie or we go to eat somewhere or we go to the riverboat. And literally you pull up. You never have to leave your car. And you are in and out so fast, you'd be amazed. And everyone that has been through our system has done nothing but rave and kudos. So literally thousands of people have been through it and they know and they've posted and they've shared. So it might not always be that easy, you know, but we are going to have to change our tactics and maybe offer more community clinics, maybe actually, you know, grassroot it and go to each of these places. But we really need to affect our spheres of influence, meaning please, if you know anyone who is your friend or a family member who has not become vaccinated, and especially if those people who have not become vaccinated are the ones that are squawking about mitigation, you want to get rid of mitigation? Let's get there. Like you said, let's hit that 70 mark, because it's only at that 70 mark that we can release some of these mitigations. And I'm sorry, but when you look and you see people flouting mitigation, understand when you see that, it's not just someone expressing their rugged individualism. It's someone that's putting us all at risk. And I don't know how I can more kindly say that. It's very frustrating. At times it's disappointing. We're looking at a clinic tomorrow where our staff will be outside in the elements for maybe 8 to 10 hours with a rainy forecast ahead of us. Why do we do it? No, we're not martyrs, but we know that for every person that goes through that clinic, it's one less person that is not vaccinated. It's a second dose clinic tomorrow. So again, all you have to do, go online. We always have posted our first clinic. We have one coming up this Friday at Blackhawk. Please sign up. come to the clinic, get your first dose, and then the second doses are on Wednesday. We make it easy. But if you can't make it to our clinic, please check your local pharmacies, your Walgreens, your CVS, your local hometown pharmacies, your providers. That vaccine is out there. You don't have to get it from us. If it's easier to get it somewhere else, we just want you to get the vaccine.
Absolutely. A lot of people talk a big game about freedom or defending freedom, and your parents, your grandparents sacrificed a great deal more during World War II than you ever have. And your main sacrifice here is 15 minutes of your time.
Yeah. As a student of history, I'm amazed at that argument, to be quite frank. And I think to a certain extent, you have no concept of what our parents and our grandparents go through during times of wars, in times before we had inoculations that could stop the blight of things like polio and smallpox and measles and mumps and rubella and all these things that vaccinations have rid, these public health innovations of the last two centuries. We get upset because we gotta put on a mask. I mean, I can't even, do I like it? No. Is it a pain? Sometimes you literally, I'll take a couple steps out of the car and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get my mask on. But in the grand scheme of things, the fact that by putting on my mask, I'm affording protection for myself and better yet, a protection for someone that I am encountering. Yeah. So again, people, I think I have to remind you all of a couple basics of where we're at. We're at phase four. We are not without mitigations. So what are we asking you to do? First off, please get vaccinated. We want those numbers to continue to go up. So if you are 16 years of age or older, please seek vaccination. Encourage vaccination in anyone you know. Secondly, wear a face mask when in public. Observe social distances of 6 feet. Avoid congregate settings. Wash and sanitize your hands frequently. Additionally, gatherings of more than 50 people are prohibited by the law. So if you see something out there where you go to a business or an event and it has more than 50 people, or people are not masking when in a congregate setting, or they are not observing 6 feet social distancing, that event, that business is putting us all at risk. And that's as simple as I can put it. Do I like being the playground cop? Dear Lord, no. Okay. But it unfortunately is a fact of where we're at. There is infection going on in our communities. There's infections throughout Henry and Stark County. So if you go to those events and you do not walk out or go to a business and you don't feel safe, you are risking yourself exposure and continued spread of COVID.
But we can stop this. We can stop this just by you getting vaccinated. And
we can.
And you can go wherever you want without having to worry once we get to 70%.
Oh, once we get to 70%, hallelujah. I can go back to other things at the health department. I won't have to come and visit you as often, which I know you'll have to get over that disappointment every week. But, you know, that's the end result. And for all those people who have been, you know, against mitigation, the one way you can get out of mitigation is by getting vaccinated. And yet, who do we see are falling short on that? Mm-hmm. So if you're going to talk the talk, let's walk the walk, okay? And again, please encourage anyone you know to do the same.
This UK variant is very dangerous.
It is
much more easily transmissible, and people between the ages of 40 and 60 are ending up in the hospital now because of this, which is at least 10 years younger than what we've seen on average prior to this.
We don't hit a metric of ICU bed availability if people are not going to the hospitals with COVID. We are continuing to see deaths. Just when you think you've figured out COVID, COVID figures and goes for those weak links. And unfortunately, as we keep giving them weak links and we are not keeping ourselves educated, if you're continuing to bury your head in the sand and really encouraging this type of behavior in others, and not being a good example to your community, then we're all at risk.
All right. Well, Rand Tucker, we'll talk to you again on Thursday.
Thank you, Sean.